AccuWeather forecast, just in time for the holiday weekend. Looks like the weather is going to get great. First, it'll be cool and dry, then it'll get warmer by Labor Day. Not out of the question for the thunderstorm late Monday, but aside from that, a dry weekend. For today, clouds giving way to sunshine, high 76, partly cloudy tonight, low 63. Tomorrow, partly sunny and pleasant, high 71, down to the 50s tomorrow night. Friday, pleasant with plenty of sunshine, high 73. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, AM 1400. WRJN.
It is 68 degrees right now in Kenosha, 67 in Burlington, Milwaukee 70, and 67 in Racine. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Well, you had some great comprehensive coverage on that meeting about the proposed event center with Clemens this morning. Some pretty detailed stuff. I mean, they've got a plan.
Well, it's a proposal.
Yes, it is. Well, you'll be happy to know that my Left Coast producer in Los Angeles, your number one fan in California.
Your father.
My father agrees with you that the Racine Kringles is not a good name for the Developmental League basketball team.
He have a suggestion of his own?
He did, Tom. You ready?
Yeah.
Not for the basketball team. This would be for the hockey team.
Oh, the hockey team.
What did I come up with for the hockey team? I can't remember.
Who knows?
It was good.
We dismissed it.
But he was serious with this. So this is pretty good. The Racine Icemen, with the slogan "The Iceman Cometh."
That's better than Kringles.
What did I hear?
There is a hockey team named the Ice Dogs.
You like that, Ice Dogs?
I just said, only mentioned
it. You've mentioned it before.
It's just, there is a name, Ice Dogs.
The Iceman Cometh.
Man.
Big ice sculpture outside the event center of a hockey player. It could be part of the ice sculpture contest. Do the best Iceman sculpture. When are they going to come down with the decision, the Bucks, did they say?
It could be within maybe next month, maybe the month after that. You know, don't have a specific time frame.
Relatively soon.
Well, yeah, they want to get moving on it, of course. And if you're a business like that with, you know, what you're trying to do, you want to get a community to, you know, step forward and say, hey, this is what we're going to do. So they're going to maybe push the deadline and say, you know, give us something.
We have George Myers.
In terms of a plan.
We have George Myers in the studio. He's got comments about this plan.
I'm sure he does.
You guys go way back, apparently.
He's been around a long time.
Did you hear in the opening segment how he came to Racine from the Chicago area?
I did not.
A Ponzi scheme. You'll have to listen to the interview on the website later on this afternoon. Very interesting.
Okay.
He wasn't part of the Ponzi scheme, but he came up to investigate, and then he hung out for the next almost half a century. Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
We will continue with the Libertarian candidate for the 66th District's state representative seat coming up next after we cover sports on your radio friend.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles,